Recorded Books and RB Digital present Travel Light, Move Fast by Alexandra Fuller. Narrated by the author.
Travel Light, Move Fast by Alexandra Fuller. For my infinitely courageous three, Sarah, Fee, and Cecily, with infinite love. Young and old. When all the world is young, lad, and all the trees are green, and every goose a swan, lad, and every lass a queen, then hay for boot and horse, lad, and round the world away, young blood must have its course, lad, and every dog his day. Charles Kingsley, Song from the Water Babies. Part 1. A Very Good Death. Budapest, Hungary. A long lifetime. A long lifetime, peoples and places, and the crisis of mankind. What survives is the crystal, infinitely small, infinitely large. Kenneth Rexroth. Chapter 1. In the unlikely event of money, buy 2 tickets to Paris. "Oh, hello, Bobo," Dad said, waking up from an induced coma to find me by his bedside. He looked around as best he could. "Bus station?" he asked. "Budapest," I said. "Oh," Dad said, fretting the lines and tubes that ran to his mouth and into his nose and into needles that disappeared under his skin, where the Zambian sun had scalded an indelible brown line across his neck. The veins on his hands stood out. A worker's hands, muscled and thick. There were needles slipped in there, too. "The poor man's Paris," I explained, cupping his hands in mine the way you catch a large moth, gingerly. "Ah," Dad said, relaxing a bit. Dad loved Paris in the spring. He loved Paris the whole song. Something had happened to him there the year he left high school. Love, perhaps. Or his first taste of freedom from the boiled cabbage, gin-wrecked gloom of his British upbringing. After that, for the rest of his life, every time he came into extra money, which wasn't often, he had threatened to buy 2 tickets to Paris. "Those frogs know how it's done. Start with champagne, end with absinthe, bring your dog to supper, and no one gives a merde if you get off with the waiter," he said. Dad took my mother to Paris 3 times. He had taken me once. He tried to get my sister to go for her 40th birthday, but Vanessa had just delivered her 6th child and had endured a subsequently exhausting recovery in a noisy Lusaka clinic, and she wasn't in the mood to race our father to the top of the Eiffel Tower or to savour new in-season blackberries with a bottle of Planck on the Ile de la Cité. "If I show up with 2 tickets to Paris, will you come with me?" Dad had always asked the Scottish nurse with the Colbert blue eyes who had been our neighbour in southern Africa, back in the days my parents tried their hand at farming in a war zone. Auntie Rena, Vanessa and I had called her. In a war you feel related to everyone, trauma bonded. "Why, yes, Tim," Auntie Rena had always replied. Dad hated hospitals. "They won't let you smoke. You can't get a drink when you really need one, and they always want to poke you in places not designed for poking." He hated doctors, too, on account of their propensity to attract dying or wounded people, then finish off the job. He had only been in a hospital one other time, back in the 70s, after he had run himself over while fixing the brakes on a car, also during our farming in a war zone phase. The workshop, built by the previous owner of the farm, a melancholy alcoholic, wasn't level. "Should be good drainage, though," Dad said, looking on the bright side of the noticeably tilted, pounded dirt floor, "if there's a flood." But this was revolutionary-era Rhodesia, as it was back then, unpredictable, upended, brilliant. And our farm was in a rain shadow, so although we had floods, mostly we had drought, and it was a heavy, mine-proofed station wagon that had slowly rolled over Dad while the workshop staff looked on in impotent horror. "Poor